Welcome to the Mothering Through Childhood Cancer podcast, where we explore mindset strategies to help you navigate your child's cancer journey with confidence. My name is Samara Potter. I'm a pediatric oncologist, certified life coach, and your host. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to episode 2 in our 3-part series on scanxiety. Today, we are going to be talking about the future. So last time in our podcast, we talked about the past and what your stories are in the past and how that affects what we think now. And now I want to go to the future, to what we are thinking about when we think about scan day is coming up and how are we going to feel and all of those sorts of things. So before we get into that, I want to make sure that you all know that I have a new website, and it is www.motheringthrough.com, and that we also have a Facebook group. So if you are not in there yet, please go ahead and join. This is where we're having all of our great conversations about scanxiety and where I actually came up with some of the concepts for this current podcast. So it's a place where you can get feedback on your questions, ideas, and they can be incorporated into future teachings. So go ahead and get in there. It's called Mothering Through Childhood Cancer, same name as the podcast, and I can't wait to see you inside. Okay, so let's talk about the future. So when you think about the future and what is going to happen as you start getting closer to scan days, or you start thinking about scan day, I want you to consider and write down, what are the 3 feelings you are most hoping to feel on scan day? So maybe not the day of scans, but the day that you find out about your scans, you go in and talk to the doctor and find out the results. These might be feelings such as relief or hope or excitement or happiness. But really sit and take a moment and think about what it is that you are most hoping to feel when you learn about your scan results or your child's scan results. And once you've done that and you've really taken a look at what those 3 are, I want you to then think and consider, what are the 3 most intolerable feelings you think you might feel on scan day? So these are the feelings that we spend a lot of time trying to avoid. Feelings, I don't like to call them positive, negative feelings. Sometimes I slip up and I do that, but really it's not about whether they're good or bad. It has totally to do with how useful they are. And so I really want you to think about what for you are the most 3 most intolerable feelings you might feel. And so that might be dread or uncertainty or grief or despair. Just focus on whichever emotion would be the most intolerable for you to experience on scan day. And if you have put in that list of feelings, if you've put anxiety or overwhelm, I want you to take a moment and dig a little bit deeper if you have either of those 2 feelings on your list and ask yourself, what are you worried about? What is the anxiety or the overwhelm hiding? What is the intolerable emotion underneath the anxiety and the overwhelm? Because anxiety and overwhelm are legitimate feelings, but they're also what I think of as TARP emotions. And by that, I mean that they are often some emotion that is unpleasant, but something that we can tolerate, that we are using to overlay another emotion, one that's a little bit darker, a little bit scarier, something that we really don't feel is tolerable. Okay, so I want you to really get at what is the emotion underneath the anxiety that you're scared to feel? What is the emotion underneath the overwhelm that you're worried that you're going to feel? So once you've done this exercise and you've written down the three feelings you're most hoping to feel on scan day, and then the three most intolerable feelings you are worried you might feel, I want you to notice how incredibly different those lists are. And this is where I believe a lot of scanxiety comes from. And what it is a lot of the time is your brain is bouncing between these two very different outcomes. You think, okay, if scans look good, then I'm going to feel good and I'm going to have these positive feelings or these tolerable feelings, exciting feelings. And then if the scans do not look good, then I'm going to be feeling these intolerable feelings. So when you're worrying about the future and worrying about what those scans are going to show, your mind is bouncing between these two possible outcomes. And when your mind has to go back and forth between these two ideas, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, it gets very tired. It feels very overwhelming. And that is a large part of what makes up scanxiety. So what my goal is not to get you prepared for a good outcome and then get you prepared for a possibly bad outcome, or get you prepared for a nebulous outcome and have your feelings be all dictated around what the potential outcome is, but rather to get you to recognize that no matter what the outcome is, there are tools and strategies that you can use to prepare yourself so that you know you can handle any emotion that is coming your way. So here is the way that I suggest we start that. And that is by asking yourself the question, what can I tell myself that will remind me that I can handle any emotion? Okay, so what can I tell myself to remind me, to reassure me that I can handle any emotion and any outcome? I want you to sit and think about that question and think about what you can tell yourself. What are things that feel true now? We're not looking for aspirational beliefs or things that we want to believe later on or work towards. I'm talking about things that are believable now, that you can recognize as true now, that you can hold as an anchor, that can hold you in place when you feel like you're starting to spin around in circles with anxiety. So the most important part about this is that it is very, very personal. And something that might help me might not be something that resonates with you or that feels true for you. So you really have to dig deep and test these ideas out, try them out for yourselves. But I want to give you a couple of examples so that you can get started with your list if you are really coming up empty. And I would encourage you, if you're really having a hard time with this, something that is good to do is to enlist a close friend to just help you get started and to help you have a little perspective about these things. But I'm going to help you. And I'm that friend today, okay? And I'm going to help you with a couple of phrases or ideas and beliefs that I like to hold on to when I'm wanting to make sure that I can be prepared for any outcome. So, things I like to think: I've already made it through 100% of my bad days. I can do hard things. I already have everything that I need to get through this. I have a great team supporting me. Everything has already happened, and I'm just catching up. So you can see how those mantras or those thoughts are really not dependent on any particular outcome. They're all about showing you that you are resilient no matter what, and that you can handle difficult situations, and that it doesn't matter what the outcome is or what the circumstance is. It's all in how you manage your thoughts and your mind. Because the truth is that that's all that we have control over. So I hope you found this helpful. Let me know, what are your favorite thoughts and mantras and beliefs that you like to reinforce with yourself? And of course, don't forget to join the Facebook group, Mothering Through Childhood Cancer. And if you have more questions, you want to book a consult, feel free to visit my website, www.motheringthrough.com. Okay, till next time, take care. Hey, if you've enjoyed this podcast and want to learn more, check out my website at www.motheringthrough.com. It's the best place to go to find more resources on mindset coaching for moms of kids with cancer. It's also where you can sign up for a free discovery call with me, where we chat, no pressure, about whether coaching is right for you. See you there.